Texas ramps up efforts to target dangerous trend Aragua. Texas border business. Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 521,100 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 47,100 criminal arrests, with more than 40,900 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 544 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States and Mexico combined during this border mission. Texas has decreased illegal crossings into the state by 87% due to our historic border security mission. Fewer illegal crossings into Texas means fewer migrants to transport to sanctuary cities. Since the start of Texas's transportation program, the state has transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 45,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 36,900 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 19,200 migrants to Denver since May 2023, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 2023. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the federal government's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott announces $5,000 reward for information on Trend Aragua gang members. On Monday, Governor Abbott announced a $5,000 reward for information leading to the identification and arrest of known or suspected members who are involved in criminal activity and pose an increasing danger to the public safety of Texans. Trend Aragua has spread terror and carnage in every country they've been in, and Texas will not allow them to gain a foothold in our state, said Governor Abbott. Texas will not let these thugs use our state as a base of operations to terrorize our citizens. I encourage anyone with information on Trend Aragua to call the Texas Crime Stoppers hotline or submit an anonymous tip online. With the public's help, combined with the hard work of federal, state, and local law enforcement, we will capture these dangerous gang members and put them behind bars for good. To be eligible for the cash rewards, tipsters must provide information to authorities using one of the following methods. Call the Texas Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-252-TIPS. 8477, submit a tip online through the Texas Department of Public Safety. Read the governor's full press release for more information. Governor Abbott, Texas triples razor wire in Eagle Pass. On Wednesday, Governor Abbott shared a photo on X, formerly known as Twitter, showcasing Texas National Guard soldiers reinforcing razor wire barriers in Eagle Pass. Texas will continue to deploy every tool and strategy to respond to this border crisis. Governor Abbott. Additional border wall panels installed in Maverick County. Yesterday, Governor Abbott highlighted footage on X of Texas's ongoing border wall construction in Maverick County. Texas is the first state in U.S. history to build our own border wall. Watch. DPS finds five illegal immigrants hiding inside lumber during traffic stop. A DPS trooper stopped a Chevy 3500 hauling lumber on I-35 in LaSalle County earlier this week. During the traffic stop, the driver, William Meza from Laredo, consented to a search of the vehicle. DPS troopers discovered five illegal immigrants from Honduras and Mexico hiding within the lumber. Meza was arrested and charged with five counts of smuggling of persons with the likelihood of serious bodily injury or death. The five illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. Watch. Smuggler leads DPS on high-speed pursuit, crashes into electrical pole in Webb County. On Monday, a smuggler in a Chrysler 300 led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit in Webb County. During the pursuit, the smuggler, Romeo Elias from Laredo, recklessly drove in and out of traffic to evade law enforcement. Romeo eventually lost control and crashed into an electrical pole. Multiple occupants, including Romeo, bailed out. DPS troopers later found Romeo hiding in the bed of a pickup truck. He was arrested and charged with smuggling of persons and evading arrest. 7 illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. Watch. News Nation rides along with DPS troopers. Earlier this week, DPS troopers took News Nation's Ali Bradley on a land, air, and sea ride along to highlight Texas's historic efforts to secure the border and stop human smuggling operations. During the ride along, DPS troopers encountered a total of 36 illegal immigrants, with 15 arrested for criminal trespass. Watch. DPS highlights ongoing operations at Fronten Island. Lieutenant Chris Olivares joined KRGV News earlier this month for an exclusive look at DPS ongoing operations on Fronten Island 1 year after the state's successful operation to take the island back from Mexican drug cartels. A year later, there hasn't been any activity at all on this side of the island, said Lieutenant Chris Olivares. There's still cartel shootings that are taking place on the Mexican side. Texas National Guard continues to reinforce Shelby Park in Eagle Pass. Texas National Guard soldiers and engineers working on Operation Lone Star continue to fortify and reinforce border barriers along the Rio Grande River in Shelby Park. Engineers are installing more anti-climb barriers and triple-strand razor wire to stop illegal crossings. Texas National Guard soldiers work around the clock to conduct security operations to deter and repel migrants who attempt to cross illegally from Mexico into Texas. Watch. Texas National Guard engineers reinforce razor wire barriers along border. The Task Force East Special Response Team in Brownsville earlier this week trained Texas National Guard engineers on new techniques to install triple-strand razor wire. In upcoming weeks, engineers will install over 140 miles of razor wire along the Texas-Mexico border. This is our biggest project to date, said SFC. Paul Tovar. It's going to be covering from Brownsville all the way to Zapata with 142 miles. It's going to be a big task, but the engineers are up to it. We're looking forward to grabbing up engineers that are on the line unit, seeing what they're capable of, and getting them trained up on wire placement and how we do it.